感谢神。
Thanks to the Lord.
我们又来到今年的最后一个主日。
And we come to the last Sunday of this year.
感谢神这一年的看顾和保守。
We thank the Lord for watching over us this past year.
那刚才我们所读的圣经。
Just now, this passage that we just read.
是整本圣经的最后的一段。
It's the last section of the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，当你来读这两章圣经的时候，不知道你会想什么。
When you read these last two chapters of the Bible, what are you thinking?
会不会觉得这段圣经很，这两章的圣经很难读？
Do you think that it's very hard to read?
但是感谢神，这两章的圣经乃是受到神在我们身上工作最后要达到的一个境界。
But thanks to the Lord that these two chapters tells us what God's work on us is to reach at the end.
虽然不容易懂，
even though it's hard to read,
但是神把一个极其荣耀的严谨摆在我们的跟前。
But God gives us a very glorious vision and put it in front of us.
实在说，没有一个人可以告诉你的将来如何。
Because there's no person can tell you what your future holds.
但是感谢神，神对那些信他的人。
But thanks to the Lord that to those who believe God.
就只是说将来最终的那一个结局是什么。
God shows them, show us the goal in the future.
我们的神实在是对我们充满了极大的盼望。
But God holds a lot of hope for us.
他不仅仅拯救我们，要把许多的恩典赐给我们。
Not only He saves us, but He gives us a lot of blessings.
他也要在我们的身上工作。
And He works on us.
而且这个工作有一个结局。
And this, work has a result.
然后神就把它先写在圣经里面启示我们。
And God, wrote it in the Bible and revealed to us.
这一座的城实在是神从最后要得到的。
And this city is one that God will finally get for us.
而这一座的城实在就是指着你和我来说。
And this city is talking about you and I.
或者说这一座的城把你我都包括在其中。
And also that this city includes all of us.
这是神一个伟大的工作。
And this is the great work of God.
所以在以弗所书第二章第十节那地方这样说。
And so in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 it says,
他说我们远是他的工作。
For we are God's workmanship.
是神在基督耶稣里造成的。
Created in Christ Jesus.
为要叫我们行善
to do good works
就是神所预备叫我们行的
which God prepared in advance for us to do
这节的圣经说到什么呢我们这些人
and this passage talks about us
我们这些信了主耶稣的人
those of us that believe in Christ
把神在我们身上要工作
And God is working on us.
他来工作的时候是在他的儿子耶稣基督里面来做。
And this work is created in His Son, Christ, Jesus Christ.
所以神来做工的时候是把我们包含在他儿子的里面。
So when God works, God, puts us in His Son Jesus Christ.
因为如果神直接助攻在我们身上的话，我们承受不住。
Because we cannot withstand the work of Christ on us directly. But he put us in his son Christ and then work on us.
因为他来助攻的时候, 他的作为极其的荣耀。
Because his work is so glorious.
需要他的儿子来供应那个恩典。
We need his son to provide the grace.
而他的这个工作，一面是他的工作， 另外一方面是他的创造。
And this, on one side is his work, and on the other is his creation.
他要在我们的身上有一个创造。
And in on us, there is going to be a creation.
而这个创造是无中生有的创造。
And this creation is from nothing to something.
他要在你我堕落的人心中没有的美德住在我们的身上。
And he wants to create a beauty in us that in our sinful nature does not exist.
而这一个美德就是要把神的儿子的丰富把它彰显出。And
this good works is to reveal his son Jesus Christ.
所以读经的人就告诉我们说, 这一个工作叫做杰作。
So the people who study the Bible says that this work is a masterpiece.
是他那个杰作中最美丽的。
It's the most beautiful piece of his work.
那个杰作就彰显在新耶路撒冷。And
this masterpiece is revealed in the New Jerusalem.
如果我们来读启示录的时候，我们会发现这一座的城有一个材料。
And when we read the book of Revelation, we see that there is a building material in the city.
你去把它稍微分析一下的时候，这个材料啊，大概可以归成三大类。
And when you analyze this, there you can put them into three different categories.
一个是宝石,
one is jewels.
一个是金金,
one is pure gold.
另外一个是珍珠,
and the other is pearl.
弟兄姊妹，我们都知道宝石和金金的产生。
Do you know how the gems or jewels are produced?
它必须是一块石头。
Originally, it is a piece of rock.
而宝石是这一块的石头在经过高温、高压、长时间的那个制作的里面产生出来的。
And this rock, under high pressure and high temperature, it becomes a gem.
而金晶是一个金矿，里面有很多的杂质。
And in the pure in gold, in the ore, there's a lot of impurities.
它要在烈火那个高温里面把它溶解。
And through high temperature, it's melted.
把那些的杂质怎么样除掉？
And the impurities are removed.
留下了那个纯净的金子。
And only the very pure gold is remained.
弟兄姊妹，圣经是说，当你我信了主耶稣以后，
the Bible tells us after we become, after we believe,
我们都有永远的生命。
We have an eternal life.
那彼得告诉我们这样说，
Peter tells us,
主耶稣就是活石。
And Christ is the living stone.
我们来到他的面前， 也是佛事。
When we come before him, we are also the living stone.
我们怎么可以来到主耶稣的跟前？
How can we come before Christ?
是当你我接受主耶稣的时候。
That's when we receive Christ.
主把永远的生命给我的时候。
When God gives us eternal life.
在神的眼光中, 你就是一块佛事。
And in the eyes of God, we are a living stone.
神就要用这些的活石跟主耶稣把它连在一起来造成一个灵宫。
So this, God used these living stones and together with Jesus Christ to build this spiritual temple.
所以弟兄姊妹，你我实在就是一块石头。
So you and I, we are a piece of stone.
那么神要在我身上工作。
So God is going to work on us.
要把我们怎么样，里面的杂质把它炼尽。
And God will treat us and remove all the impurities from us.
他要用新气放进来，像高温高压怎么样，要把我们压缩。
He'll bring these conditions like high temperature and high pressure to treat us.
要让这一块的石头变形。
So that this piece of rock will change.
这一个变形也叫做磨成。
And this change is also called mold.
像主耶稣的形象一样。
To be molded in the likeness of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，你我都是一块石头。
So brothers and sisters, we're all a piece of stone.
神要在我们的环境里面做工。
And God will work within this environment.
他要兴起许多的人事物。
And he will raise up a lot of things and people.
有些是叫我们很喜欢的。
Some things will make us very joyful.
有些叫我们不喜欢的。
And something will make us,
有些是叫我们很高兴的。
Some will make us very happy.
有些叫我们难过流泪的。
Some will make us sad and shed tears.
但是神要借着这一些的环境。
But through these, through this environment,
在你我的身上做真正的神的工作。
And God will work, truly work among us.
要把我们带到主耶稣的跟前。
To bring us before our Lord Jesus Christ.
要我们来靠着他来活着。
So we can live by him.
要让我们像葡萄树跟枝子一样紧紧地接连在一起。
So we are like the vines and the branches that we can be connected together.
若不靠着他，没办法越过。
If it's not through him, we cannot overcome.
就是我们当一些的环境临到的时候。
When some conditions come,
别人不一定知道。
Others may not know.
但是你我很清楚。
But you and I are very clear.
你常常在暗中，在那边叹息，在那边流泪，在那边埋怨。
And many times we are in secret, we complain and we sigh and we shed tears.
好像许多不如意的事情都是别人的错。
It seems like many things that you don't like are somebody else's fault.
但是弟兄姊妹们，神乃是要借着这些做工在我们的身上。
But God wants to work through these things on us.
要炼尽我们里面的掺杂。
To treat out all these impurities within us.
他要叫我们这个口中常常埋怨的人，要制作成我的口会感谢赞美的人。
So he wants to work on us. Our mouth normally complains a lot, but God wants to change us into so that our mouth can give praises.
他要叫我们这些常常怪别人的人的，会发现着说，许多的事都是因着我，而不是因着别人。
And to change us so that we would say that it is because of us, not caused by somebody else.
他也要叫我们，很多的时候我们失败了，我们没有盼望了，我们灰心的时候，要转向主，发现主成了我的盼望。成了我的依靠，成了我的力量。
And also when things happen that you fail, that you can turn to God and give trust in Him and put your hope in Him.
这是我们刚才所唱的诗歌，主，我是陶匠，我是泥土，他要来做工在我的身上。
It's like the song that we just sang, that you're the potter, I'm the clay, that God will work on us.
另外一方面，有时候我们会觉得我们很有成就，我们觉得我们很能干，我们很会做许多的事情。
And sometimes we think that we're very successful, that we are very, we know how to do a lot of things.
所以我们就不知不觉，我们就感觉到自己很起，就自己很骄傲起来。
And slowly we become very proud.
但是神要做工在我们的身上。
But God wants to work on us.
让我们看见说, 我们今天有所有的成就, 都是神的怜悯, 都是神的恩典。
And see that all our accomplishment is through God's mercy.
实在没有什么可夸的。
That we have nothing to boast about.
慢慢的我们神做工在我们会说, 今天神恩待了我, 神祝福了我, 我会学习把荣耀归给神。
In fact, today God, He has given me His grace, His blessing, that I can give glory and praise to Him. And God knows all the impurities that we have. And when we, even when we praise, sometimes we try to steal some of God's glory. So God continues to work on us. Until one day we become a jewel or become the pure gold. To become a building material for the new city of Jerusalem. Sometimes I think this universe is so great, so big. What are we?
不要说这个宇宙，说这个这美国那么大，我在这一块的土地上又算得了什么？Not
Not just the universe, but even in just the United States, what it's so big. What are we?
不要说美国，就是在 Kansas 这个州里面，那也是相当的大。你我又算得了什么？Not
only in the U.S., but just in Kansas. Kansas is so big. We are so small.
但是你我是算不了什么。We
are not. We are not anything.
但是呢，知道创造宇宙万有的神。But
the creator of the heaven and earth and the
universe，他可以助工在你的身上，在我的身上。He
can work on us.
要叫我这个人渺小的人跟这个伟大的神怎么样，把它连在一起。So
that he can take us an insignificant us to be connected with God.
这实在是一件伟大的事。And
this is a one great thing.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道当你来用"伟大"这个词的时候，你的感受是什么。When
you say great, what is your feeling?
我自己的领会，当这一位的救主神怎么样跟你连在一起，或者你跟他发生了一个紧密的关系，这是伟大的事。And
in my understanding, when you become one with the Creator, with Almighty God, then that is a great thing.
难怪圣经要这样说，我们是他眼中的同人。
No wonder the Bible says we're the apple of His eyes.
我们在他的眼中极其的宝贵。And
we are precious in His eyes.
因为他要做工在你我的身上。Because
he has to work on us.
他要把那些会朽坏的、会衰败的、会过去的东西，把它从我们身上挪去。And
he would take away all the things that would fail, that would corrupt, and take it away from us.
而把他的儿子的性情，那个丰满的生命怎么样？ 逐渐的这样雕刻、制作、组织、成型在我们的身上。And
he would craft and build the fullness of his son's life into us.
好让我们能够成为宝贵的材料。So
that we can become a precious material.
可以成为新耶路撒冷的材料。
To become the building material for New Jerusalem.
除了石头之外，还有个珍珠。
other than the rocks, there is pearl.
我们知道珍珠是因为怎么在贝壳里面有个外来之物侵害它。
We know that in the pearl is a foreign material that's in a clam.
那么它就从它的身上分泌一样的东西。
And they excrete some materials from.
把那个痛苦包围起来。
To cover this. This hurt.
不断的分泌，让这一个外来的事物不成为他的伤害。
So that this foreign material does not become a hurt up something that's for suffering.
反而成为一个宝贵的珍珠。
But instead becomes a precious pearl.
我们每一个人也是一样，我们里面有一个珍贵的生命。
All of us, we have a very precious life in us.
当神来做工的时候，有时候也会叫我们觉得好像有一个外来之物怎么样伤害了我。
And sometimes we feel that there is a foreign object that coming to hurt us.
有些人就想办法来逃避这些事。
Sometimes we try to escape that.
但是怎么样，神不允许我们逃。
But God does not allow us to escape.
神要让它里面有一个生命，是更丰盛的生命，怎么样？从我们身上怎么样流露出来
？And God will give us a more full life coming from us.
啊，这个生命是叫我们来依靠主。
And this life will allow us to trust in God.
好像那个枝子一样，连在葡萄的树上。
It's like the branch connected to the branch.
他跟人家说：“主，我没有办法面对这一件的事。”
And maybe you say, "There's no way I can face this."
主，我不能够越过这一件的事。
I cannot overcome this.
你帮助我。
Can you help me?
你要你，我什么都不能做。
Without you, I cannot do anything.
当我们这样来投靠主的时候
，When we come to God this way,
从葡萄树上有一个枝浆，怎么样流到我们的身上
？And this nutrient will come from the vine to the branch.
在我们里面得到了一个力量。
And in us there will be a strength.
当我们得到了一个恩典
，And there will be a grace.
我们就可以把越过这外来的伤害。
And to help us overcome this hurt that comes from outside.
叫我们的生命长大
了 so, and cause our life to grow.
慢慢的，这些东西变成为神在我们身上工作的一个化妆的祝福。
And this becomes God's blessing in our life.
叫我们越来越像神的儿女。
So that we can become more and more like the children of God.
越来越有那个主耶稣的形象。
And more and more have the likeness of Christ.
可能被制作成像珍珠一样。
And to become like a pearl.
可以成为新耶路撒冷的美。
And to become the beauty of the New Jerusalem.
有人可以借着这个珍珠美怎么样来到神的面前。
And people can through this pearl gate come to God.
这就是许多人在那辆苦难中。经历到神的带领
，and that is many people through suffering experience God's leading.
当有人在苦难中的时候
，when people are in suffering，
来到这些被制作成有珍珠心情的这些人的面前
，and come before those who are raised up like a pearl，
我们就可以从他们身上得着安慰。
And through them, we can have a consolation.
像我们觉得我们的主可以把他带过去，主也可以把我带过来。
And God can lead them through their suffering, so God can lead us through the sufferings also.
我们信耶稣所有的那个生命，有个更丰盛的生命，可以把外来的物质把它包围起。
And in us, then we can have a more full life that can envelop all these.
能够成为建造耶路撒冷的材料
to become the building material of the New Jerusalem
除了这三样的东西宝石珍珠金晶之外
Other than these three things, the jewel, the pearl, and pure gold.
在这个城里面有一道的河，叫做生命的河。
And in this, in the middle of the city is a river called the River of Life.
这条河的根源，它的源头是一个宝座。
And in the source of this river is the throne.
用咱们圣经里面说到宝座的时候，一面讲到它的威严、它的权柄、它的荣耀。
And when you talk about the throne, it talks about its magnificence and its power and glory.
但是另外一方面，圣经也告诉我，一讲到宝座的时候，这个宝座里面藏着神的恩典。
And in this throne, there is God's grace.
所以这个宝座叫做荣耀的宝座，也叫做恩典的宝座。
So this is the throne of grace and throne of glory.
当宝座上有一道生命的水流下来的时候，
and from this throne flows a water that is life.
这个水流出来的是说出他无限的恩典。
And this river has unlimited grace.
在这里有神一切的需要，你的需要，神在这条河的里面都可以来供应，来满足。
And this river can provide everything that you need.
你可以大胆的来吸取这个生命的河水。
You can come boldly to get this grace.
这个水的两旁有生命树。
And on the two the sides of the river are the tree of life.
而且是结十样结果子。
And it bears fruit.
它是我每个月结一样果子。
And every month it's a different fruit.
我不知道这个果子每个月怎么结。
But I don't know how they how this fruit is bear.
但是我知道这是说到神丰丰富富的恩典。
This talks about the abundance grace of God.
可以供应我们一生的需要。
To give us all our needs.
好，我想圣城耶路撒冷，我先点到这里它的材料的这一部分。
So we have now talked about the materials of this new city.
那另外这座城它有一些的名字。
And this city has some names.
有些的名字是很明显就可以看得出来的。
Some names are very obvious.
像圣城，像新耶路撒冷，像心腹，像羔羊的妻。
Like the holy city, the new city of Jerusalem, the bride of the Lamb.
另外有两个是比较不容易看到出来。
There's others that is not as easy to recognize.
他说这一个城啊，没有不需要日光月光。
It says that this city does not need the sun or the moon.
他说神的荣耀要照耀在这个城的里面。
Because the glory of God is going to give it light.
他说主神就是要光照这个城。
And God was give light to the city.
但是他又来介绍说耶稣基督这位神的羔羊成为这一个城里面的灯。
And the Lamb of God is to become the Lamb of the city.
弟兄姊妹，神的荣耀从这个灯的里面照出去。
And the glory of God through this shines through this lamp.
当你我来读这座城的时候，
And when we study this city,
他说这一道的城墙是用碧玉、用宝石来造成。
And this city, the walls of the city are made of jewels.
那这一条的城的道路是用金金来造成的。
And the roads are made of pure gold.
那这一条城的那里面的河怎么样？生命河里有生命的水。
And in the city is the river of life, which has
他告诉我们说，宝石也好，金金也好， 生命河的诗意好的时候都明亮像晶晶，那明亮什么透明像玻璃。
And all this, whether it's the jewels or the pure gold or the river of life, they are clear like crystal and also clear as pure gold.
当这个光照在我身上的时候，
When this light is shining on me,
我这个东西把它挡一下它就照不到了。
I can take my Bible and block it.
但是这个不是一本书，而是一块玻璃，是个透明的水晶。
But this is not a book, but it's also it's transparent. It's clear like crystal.
这个光可以透过这一个照射出去。
And this light can shine through.
所以弟兄姊妹们，当神的荣耀借着这个灯照出去的时候。
And when the glory of God shines,
你会说这是一个宇宙中间一个大的透明明亮的大的灯台。
This becomes a clear light lampstand,
照亮在这个新天新地的里。
And to light up this new heaven and new earth.
所以这一座的城实在是宇宙的灯台。
So this city is also a lampstand.
没有一样的东西在他面前可以隐藏的。
Nothing can be hidden from
this. 那样的透亮。
Because it is clear and it's bright.
所以我们要知道。
So we know.
我们绝对不可能欺骗神。
So we cannot deceive God.
你可以欺骗人。
You can deceive man.
你可以欺骗你身边最亲近的。
You can also deceive the person who you're closest to.
但是你绝对不能够欺骗这一位的神。
But you absolutely cannot deceive God.
他的光那样的透亮。
His light is clear and bright.
所以这座城是一座的灯塔。
So God is a lampstand.
另外这一座的城是受到羔羊和羔羊的妻。
And this city is also talks about the lamb and the bride of the lamb.
我用简单的话来说就是丈夫和妻子。
And you can look at it as a husband and wife.
这是一个家。
This is a family.
这是一个天上的家。
This is a
这是一个美家。
This is a beautiful family.
所以弟兄姊妹们，当那些信心的见证人。
And so when the witnesses,
他们的信心把他们里面的眼睛打开了。
When their faith caused their eyes to open,
他们看见在那神在这经营那一座有根基的城。
We see that God is building this new city with a foundation.
乃是我们天上的美家。
It is our it's our house in the heaven.
所以这一座城乃是受到一个天家。
So this city is our heavenly home.
是我们可以永远安息之处。
It's a place where we can have everlasting peace.
我想在这个几个称呼的里面。
So in these couple of ways to talk about the city.
每一个称呼都有一个特性。
And every name has a special characteristic.
像圣城里面讲到有个圣字。
So in the holy city, there's the word holy.
这一个圣乃是指着分别出来
，and this holy means it is
set apart， 归给神
，set apart for God。
弟兄姊妹，今天你我手中可以拥有许多神给我们的。
And today, brothers and sisters, there's a lot of things that we have today。
但是当你把它分别出来，归给神的时候，这一个叫做圣。
And when we set it apart for God, it is called holy.
弟兄姊妹，为什么我们要主日，我们要在这里聚在这里？
Brothers and sisters, why are we meeting together on on Sundays.
但是这一天我是可以休息的。
This day I could use it to rest.
但是我愿意把它分别出来。
But I'm willing to set it apart.
我要把这个日子归给神。
And I want to give this time to God.
我要来到神的殿中。
And I have to come to the temple of God.
来敬拜他。
To worship Him.
这一段的时间就是被分别为圣归给神。
So this time is set apart for God.
你我手中神赐给我们许多的财物。
And God gives us a lot of riches.
我们也愿意带着感恩的心把这个财物怎么样分出来。
And we, with a heart of thanksgiving, we're willing to bring this to set it apart.
把它现在神的面前归给神。
To offer it to God.
以前我在台湾的时候，听到那些年长的告诉我们。
And before, when I was in Taiwan, I remembered some elderly told me.
因为他们每个月发薪水的时候都是发现钞。
And every month they get cash as their wages.
像有些弟兄怎么样，他们就把那个现钞里面数数数，把那个最新的怎么样，最好的拿出来分出来。
And when they look through the money, they take the newest and crispest bills and put it aside. And they're willing to take the best to bring it and set it aside for God. And we don't use cash a lot here. We use a check. But we're not looking at how how it's done on the outside.
而是愿意怎么样，把这些东西分出来，把最好的分出来献给神。
But we're willing to take the best and set it aside.
有些人就一个人都是24个小时。
Every one of us has 24 hours a day.
但是他们愿意在这样有限的时间里面，还是拿出一些时间来，把自己献在神的手里。
And even if we have limited time, we still take time out and offer it to God.
可以让神来使用我们的身体。
And let God to use our body.
做神所要做的事。
To do the things that God wants us to do.
这是讲到圣。
This is holy.
那还要讲到灵，因为从天而降，自然是一个属灵的事。
And also talks about the Spirit. The Spirit is from heaven.
许多的时候我们遇见一些有痛苦的、有难处的弟兄姊妹。
Sometimes we meet brothers and sisters that have some sufferings in their life.
或者说我们自己碰到一些挫折、一些难处的时候。
Or we have, we would come to some things that are cause us to suffer.
不知道谁可以帮助我们。
We don't know who can help us.
有时候那个说的话太多了，都帮不了。
Sometimes there's too many words that really can't help.
但是有些人怎么样，你来到他的跟前。
But some people, when you come before them,
好像不需要说多少的话。
It's like you don't have to say too much. It's something flow from them. It's not coming to my head. But it's flowing into the deep part of my
soul.
It's like this flow of life, water of life. They become a channel that allow this water to flow into us. So that I can be consoled. That I could be feel supported. And I can feel warmth. Then this is spiritual that happens in me.
还有这个城里面叫做心腹或者是羔羊的妻。
And this city is also called the Bride of the Lamb.
你在看的时候呢，会碰见这里有个爱。
And here we see that there is a love.
神把他的爱浇在我们的身上。
And God pour his love on us.
其实羔羊就是爱。
And the lamb is love.
这个羔羊把他的爱给羔羊的妻。
And the lamb gives his love to the bride.
弟兄姊妹，在这有一个流出去。
And there is a flow.
一面我们要从神那边领受神的爱。
And from one side, we have to receive the love from God.
一面让这个爱可以从我们身上流出去。
And we also want this love to be able to flow out from us.
这个爱很特别。
This love is very special.
有时候可以用言语来表达。
Sometimes you can explain it with words.
有时候没有办法用言语表达。
Sometimes it cannot be explained by words.
我记得有一个弟兄，他都在很痛苦的里面。
I remember a brother who was very, going through some sufferings.
那个弟兄没有说什么话。
And he did not say much.
就把手放在他的肩膀上。
And he put his arms on his shoulder.
他就觉得这个手里面有一个东西怎么从他身上流过来。
And you can feel, they can feel that this, there's a love that flows from. He feels the love of God. He originally felt that God has left him. But God, through this love, through the love of the Lamb.
另外这个城像个灯台一样。
And this city is also like a lampstand.
那么光要照出去。
This light will shine out.
这个光照出来是特别的怎么明亮。
This light is specially bright.
是那个透明。
It is transparent.
弟兄姊妹，我们的骄傲，我们的自私，我们的怨恨，我们的罪恶，我们的嫉妒，我们的不满。
All our pride and jealousy and complaining caused us not to be transparent.
我们的成见，我们的主观，也会叫我们不透明。
And our subjectivity caused us not to be transparent.
只有当主在我们的身上炼净我们。
Only until God treats us.
当这个宝这一块的石头变成宝石的时候，它是透亮的。
So that the stone becomes a jewel, then we becomes transparent.
让这个矿石经过炼净以后怎么样，变成晶晶？圣经上说什么？这个晶晶明亮如水晶。
And until this ore is treated and becomes pure gold, and in Bible it tells us this.
他把这些东西挪去的时候，炼净的时候，我们里面才能够透亮。
And until he takes all the impurities away, then until then,
透亮的时候，特别是你对神有更多的了解，有更多的认识，也有更多的体验。
This can cause us to understand God and
还有这个城叫新妇，或者叫新耶路撒冷城。
This city is also called the New Jerusalem.
你知道这个新妇特别是讲到那个爱的关系。
And the bride is talks about the
relationship. 新耶路撒冷城，这个耶路撒冷它的意思就是平安。
And Jerusalem means peace.
所以神要给我们的是那个新的爱，那个新的平安。
So God wants to give us this new love and this new peace.
我想这个爱不是说神的爱有旧的爱和新的爱，神的平安有旧的平安和新的平安，不是。
This is not to say that there is an old love or an old peace.
是你每一次在碰到主耶稣的爱的时候，都是新鲜的。
But every time you come in and have in contact with Christ, it's new.
你在经历到主耶稣的平安的时候，那么这个平安是新的平安。
And when you experience peace again, it is new peace.
这一个是全新的。
It's all new.
弟兄姊妹，我们特别信到主年日久的人，我们觉得哎呀，好像主的就是这样嘛，没有什么味道。
And for those of us who's been in Christ for a long time, maybe we feel that, oh, it's still the same. Nothing new.
这就不行了。
It's not new.
但是如果你真的碰到了主，你会发现他实在是一位全新的主。
When you truly come into contact with Christ, you know that He is a new.
稍微有点经历说，哇，以前我怎么不认识我的主是这样好？
And you say, well, why didn't I experience this before? I knew that he was so good.
那另外这个城实在是一个帐幕。
And then also this city is a tabernacle.
它的神的帐幕，神要与我们同住。
It's the tabernacle of God that God wants to live with us.
你知道，当神创造万有的时候，他说，神看一切所造都好。
And when God created everything, He said everything was good.
但是当罪进来的时候
But when sin entered,
最好的也变成不好
Even the best has become not good anymore.
什么叫做神的帐幕在人间
What does it mean to the tabernacle of God is among men?
当神进入到你我的生活中的时候
When God enters into our lives.
你会觉得这里很美。
You would find that this is very beautiful.
你会觉得在这里真好。
And you say that this is so good.
是因为神与我同在。
Because God is with us.
因为这一位的神，实在就是以马内利的神。
Because this God is the God of God Emmanuel.
当我们觉得很好，就是因为我们跟喜欢的人在一起，我们觉得很好。
When we're with the people that we like, we say it's very good.
但是当这些好都会过去。
But all these good will pass away.
但是当你遇见了神自己。
But when you meet the Lord,
你会觉得在这里遇见了一切美善的源头。
And you will find that you have meet up with the source of all the goodness.
你会觉得哇，跟他在一起何等的美善。
And you find that to be with him is so good.
我们的心啊，我就会把打开来说，我的心归给你。
And you will open up your heart and said you would give, you would offer up your heart to God.
弟兄姊妹，这是圣城的美丽。
And brothers and sisters, this is the beauty of the new city.
我实在很感谢神，神把启示录二十一章、二十二章摆在我们的圣经的里面。
I thank the Lord for giving us Revelations chapter 21 and 22.
弟兄姊妹，这一座的城乃是受到神那个无限的发表。
And this talks aboutGod showing himself his unlimited self through this city. If you meditate about this new city, and you see that God's glory is in the city. God put all His fullness in His Son Jesus Christ.
今天这一位全主全丰全有的神，借着这个圣城的灯，就是羔羊，把它整个照出来。
And this God through put His glory and shine through this new city.
所以我这张给你们的那个纲要的里面啊，旁边有很多，就是我自己在想的时候，哎，这个城有什么美德？而且那些都是我们的主的丰盛。
So in the summary that you have I put down the special characteristics that I can think of.
你知道这个城啊是个正方形的。
And you know this city is a square.
是个立体。
And it's also three-dimensional.
有人告诉我们说，在几何图形里面啊，最稳固的是一个正方形。
And they said that the strongest structure is a square.
你看到它的人就觉得这里有那么稳固，那么牢靠，那么稳重，然后给你马上带给你这种安全感。
And it is so stable and solid that you think that it gives you a feeling of
在我信主的过程里面，曾经有一次遇到一些的困难。
I once I had some problems.
而且这些的难处有些是那个邪灵的攻击。
It is attacked by the evil spirits.
弟兄姊妹在说碰到灵界的时候，你都不知道要用什么方法来面对它。
In the spiritual world, you don't know what methods you could use.
但是感谢神有一天。
But thanks to the Lord that one day.
我发现在我的四周有一座荣耀的城，成为我的宝库。
But I find that there is a city around me that can become my protection.
这一座的城，所有黑暗的权势没有办法攻破它。
There is cannot take the city with all the evil spirits.
因为坐在这个城里宝座上的主怎么样，已经摧毁了黑暗的权势。
Because God has overcome this, all the powers of the evil.
这一座的城成了我的保护。
And this city becomes my protection.
也成了我的依靠。
And becomes my trust.
成了我的力量。
And becomes my strength.
用什么呢？神把这一个城摆在我们跟前。
God puts this city in front of us.
今天来到了2003年的最后一个主日。
And when we come to the last Sunday of 2003,
是不是你也在筹划2004年会怎样？
Are you planning for 2004?
或者你会筹划更远都是。
Or maybe you're planning even further.
但是神把那个最终他的杰作摆在我们的跟前。
But God puts in front puts His masterpiece, His ultimate masterpiece in front of us.
你我都有份于其中。
And we are included.
因为我们是他手中的工作。
Because we are His workmanship.
他神既然把他写在圣经上。就证明说怎么样，他一定要完成这一件事。
And because it is written in the Bible, we know that this will be fulfilled.
所以弟兄姊妹，把我们自己放在这一位做工的神手里。
So we have to put our ourselves in the hands of this God that works.
你可能会失败。
Maybe we will fail.
你可能会灰心。
Maybe we will have despair.
做工的神不灰心。
But this God who works does not have to
despair. 他在我身上所定的计划一定会实现。
And His plans will be fulfilled.
那么，这是我们的终点。
And that's our end point.
然后我们也应该有个起点。
And we have a starting place.
那个起点是跟主耶稣连在一起。
And that starts when we is connected with Christ.
如果在座的我们还没有跟主耶稣连在一起，
If there is among you that is not connected with Christ,
请你接受他。
Please accept him.
当你相信他、接受他的时候，就是神在你我身上工作的开始。
When you believe him and accept him, that's the beginning of God's work.
我也稍微再提一下，把我前两个礼拜提的这个稍微再简单的提一提。
And I want to briefly talk about things that we talked about.
我们一个基督徒，我们要神在我们身上可以做工的。
God can work on us as a Christian.
那我们要来向他祷告，亲近他。
We have to pray with him and to come and to be near him.
有事的时候可以祷告。
When there's things that happen, we can pray.
没有事情也可以来到他的面前亲近他。
And when there's nothing that happened, we can still come before him to pray and be close to him.
建立一个亲密的关系。
To build a close relationship.
我们要读圣经。
We have to study the Bible.
祷告像复习，读圣经像吃饭。
And prayer is like breathing and.To read the Bible is like eating.
神的话有时候像灵奶。
And sometimes God's word is like spiritual milk. Sometimes it's like solid food. Sometimes it's like
像活水的泉,
oh, it's like a living water.
可以滋润我们的心, 叫我们可以得到保持,
and to water in our heart.
弟兄们,
so let us encourage one another and study the Word of God.
那我们生命要长大,
and then if we have to grow, then we have to have exercise.
主耶稣的话永远是最宝贵的。
And God's word is very precious. And he said it is better to give than to receive. And so we can serve him. We serve him and bear testimonies for him. And to continue to meet. And we have to dedicate ourselves to God. All these things will cause our life to grow. And God will continue to work on us. And our life will become more mature. And then we will grow and grow.
好让我们有生之年能够长成基督丰满的身量。
And we can grow into the fullness of Christ's stature.
我们最后把这个晨曦单里面的这些圣经我们一起念一下。
And let us read again what's Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 is written here in the program.
预备来。 我们也是他的工作，在基督耶稣造就good works，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。以弗所书二章，我们这时候把古话符里面，我们也是父神的杰作，在基督耶稣里创造的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。